I'm here in the PNC studio with Sam Acho. Sam, first of all, how fun was it playing out there in the snow at Soldier Field?
It was crazy because I'm from Texas, and so snow is not really my thing. And even in pregame warmups, I was like, this is nuts. I'm playing in the snow. It was so much fun.
It felt like everyone felt like they were a kid again. You know?
Yeah. It was one of those. I know one of the 49ers guys was doing the snow angel after one of those plays. I was thinking about doing that, but I was like, it's too wet for all that.
How nice was it for you guys to get a win at Soldier Field for the home fans?
It was huge. You know, we've been playing well the last couple of games, but hadn't really found a way to finish. And the great part about this week is that obviously we had a rough start, a couple turnovers early, but we overcame that, and also we learned how to finish even when we're ahead.
In the first half, how important was it after the turnover and the blocked punt to just hold them to field goals?
Yeah, that was huge. A lot of times big momentum shifts like that can hurt you as a team, but we responded every single time. With the blocked punt, we responded. Turnover on the kickoff, we responded. And so that was huge for our team, and then once we took the lead, we kept the lead.
Let's talk about your guy, Akeem Hicks, for a second. 10 tackles, 2 sacks, a forced fumble. I mean, how big was he for you guys?
Yeah, Akeem was outstanding, and he's one of those guys that when he's on, he can't be stopped. He's had a couple games like that with a couple sacks and just clogging up the middle. Eddie Goldman did outstanding as well in the middle. Those guys really stepped up today.
And 2 sacks from Leonard Floyd. I mean, just to see how he was in New York after he had that pretty serious injury, yeah. To see him come back like that, how nice is that?
Yeah, it was great. Leonard, you know, he was down on himself early because he felt like he gave up a couple plays in the first quarter and even in the first half. But to see the way he came back and turned it around, it's a learning lesson for him and also for the team that no matter what happens early, we can still finish strong.
Good example for the young guys too, right?
Exactly. That no matter what, once again, it goes back to this game being a 60-minute game. Doesn't matter what you do in the first half or first quarter. It's what do you do when it counts, and we really stepped up today.
Colin Kaepernick, you held him to 4 passing yards. He got sacked 5 times. For him to come out in the fourth quarter, does that make you guys as a defense feel like you really did your job?
Well, we felt like we should have been doing that all season, not only to him but to everybody else. And so for us to finally do what we feel like we should be doing was a good feeling, but we know that there's so much more potential that we have.
Headed to Detroit next week. What's the mindset heading on the road?
Yeah, division game, obviously. But at this point, we got to go back and watch the film from this week and see what we did this week that worked and move it on to next week.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Thanks for being here.
Thanks.